Blog Talk Radio.
I answered Crawford.
Cool.
He's just somebody that runs a very high end assisted living.
Right.
That wants to talk to me about breaking the mold. Okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, he wanted to change our appointment. I just wrote to him that I can't. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But somehow you think I was supposed to call him. I didn't see anything about that.
I missed something. There's somebody else. Somebody else wrote to you. Who you wrote to. Before we got on the bus. Michael King said it.
Right.
How does he answer you for me?
Right. Him I have to answer.
So that's it.
But on the yellow paper in your handwriting, it says call William Crawford with a phone number.
No, he called.
I'm ready to go.
Thank you. When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
I didn't know what to do, so all right, so it went to zero, so I thought it would be off time.
When I look in the mirror, I don't see wrinkles. When I look in the mirror, I see hair on my head, not my shoulder.
And hello, hello, hello. This is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And this is one of our very rare monologue shows. This is a show where I feel I have to get information out to you as quickly as possible. With a real big red flag so that you pay some attention to it. And the easiest way that I could do that is by telling you what I think, what I know, and what I feel you should know. And this is about the SECURE Act, S-E-C-U-R-E. If you haven't been reading about it, it's really a shame. If you haven't been reading about it, it really is a failure of the media to get out something that's going to affect the lives of at least a minimum of 78 million people and a whole lot more. There is a bipartisan bill. I know, don't fall off your chair. Both sides of the aisle are in substantial agreement that our rules of retirement have to be changed to allow you to save longer and work longer. That's the bottom line here. This is a longevity legislation, and the reason that it is fair to talk about this on Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth, is that we're looking at successful aging in all of its aspects, what the boomer is doing, the older adult is doing, the mature is doing, and what big companies, corporations are doing all over the world with regard to our longevity. Well, here at home, there's good news and bad news. The good news is we truly are living longer. It is not a myth. It is true that longevity is increasing. When Social Security was first enacted, people over the age of 65 were about 3 million. In the future, we expect in the year 2050 that to increase, are you ready? 82 million. I go all over the country and I show maps of the states of the United States of America, and whichever state I'm in, I can show them that from the year 2005 to today, which is not that long a time, they have changed from a demographic of younger people to a demographic of older people. And how are we preparing? Well, one way we must prepare is to change our vision of aging. That's what this show is all about, and it is about that change. Well, we now have a new proposed legislation that has already on May 23rd passed the House of Representatives. It's going to the Senate. The Senate has their own bill. I'll tell you the names of it and all about it in a second. But it's virtually the same. It has a little nuances. I'll discuss them in a moment. This new legislation, which is largely tax legislation, it's largely legislation about your 401Ks, your IRAs, your 403Bs, and your 457s. In other words, your retirement nest egg. This legislation largely acknowledges the fact that we're living longer, and that is the good news. The bad news is we can't afford it, and they know it, and the government knows it, and it is willing to forego, or postpone, should I say, a better word, the collection of your taxes on your nest egg for retirement to give you an incentive to work longer because they know you can, and also to save more so that in the future we don't have and we don't become a nation of folks who are retired and don't have the wherewithal to live the life they love. So there is several other parts of these laws that deal with younger people, like college planning and using your retirement nest egg for your first home, and a few other things. But the real, real focus here is us, the baby boomer. Now, for those of you who are going to listen to this, are listening to this on your podcast, you've already seen the player, and on the player we have written the URLs so that you can read the actual words of these acts yourself. But for those of you listening broadcast, simply go to congress.gov. Congress.gov, that's it. Go to S2144, and you'll be able to read the legislation for yourself. The name of the legislation that has already passed the House is called SECURE. It stands for something. Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. I know. Look, most of the legislature's folks are also boomers, so they love these anagrams. Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. Anyway, it's called SECURE. Now, the Senate has a similar bill, which is called RESA, R-E-S-A, and that is called Retirement Enhancement Securities Act. But either case, you see that word, retirement enhancement, that's what it's supposed to be. So what's in it? Because I guarantee you if you read it only on your own, you won't be able to unravel how it will affect you, the simplicity of it. It'll simply look like administrative gobbledygook, as most of this legislation does to the layman. All right, so let's take a look at it. I have selected a few of the things that I think are the most important and will affect you the most. Not only, by the way, financially, but also psychologically. So let me start with that one. You get a benefits statement every single year. Anybody who's got a 401k, 403b, works for a company, they're going to get their benefit statement for their defined contribution plans. Those all your tax-deferred money that you're socking away, maybe with or without matching funds from your boss, for your future. And what it will tell you today is how much money you have. How well are you doing? How well are the mutual funds or other investments you've selected doing for you? And that's what it tells you. In other words, it tells you your net worth. However, that is not a very useful figure. We are here in the Western culture used to thinking psychologically, how much money do we have? What is our net worth? Who's a millionaire? Who's not a millionaire? Did we meet our net worth goal? But once you retire, believe it or not, a great deal of that becomes irrelevant. The real question becomes, how can I turn that into income? How much money can I take out every single year to live on now that I don't have a salary? That's what that money is for. So what we're really looking for, and the way we convert our thinking, for those of you who are still working, you won't realize this, and I'm bringing this out to you right now. You convert your thinking to your income stream. A person with a larger income stream is better off than a person with a larger net worth after retirement. So what acknowledgement has the government given to that issue? Well, they've given this following acknowledgement. They will now make it required that in your statements, at least once a year, at least annually, you will not just see your net worth, but there will be a calculation that takes that net worth and sees if you annuitized it. In other words, you turned it into a pension. You gave up your net worth entirely. That's the only figure you'll get for the moment. You don't have to do any of this. It's just a figure for you to understand. If you switched that net worth into a lifelong stream of income for you, or for you and another person, like your spouse, that never would run out until you ran out, how much money would you get? This will give you an idea, if you retired at a certain age, what your monthly income would be or your yearly income, however the rules are eventually set up. And you can see if that amount, plus any other income you have from Social Security or whatever else you've got there, will sustain you, will allow you to flourish, will allow you to thrive, will allow you to do all the things that you've dreamt about doing after retirement. It is a much more significant way of looking at your retirement and setting your retirement goals, because it's very difficult to look at a figure, no matter how big or how small, and say, yes, I'll be able to manage that after I retire, to live on the money that it yields. How would you know? And so this doesn't give you a lot of incentive to save more, increase the amount that you're being able to put away, look at other avenues for income streams in the future, decide whether to take Social Security earlier or later, all the decision makings that have to do with your income. But this new figure, under secure, is going to require the company that's handling your plan to tell you, if you annuitize this, this is what you would get. And this allows you to think psychologically so differently. It's not how much money you have, it's how much money you can spend and control. Now, the other part of how much you can spend and control has to do with your taxation. So in our next segment, we're going to talk about the tax changes that this new secure law will likely result in. And I think you're going to be actually very pleased about it. However, before you can be pleased about it, you're going to have to understand something that you may have heard of called the required minimum distribution. Those people over 70 and a half currently know about it very well. But those under and still working may have heard of it, may never have heard of it, may not realize, as somebody said to me the other day, the impact that the RMD, required minimum distribution, would have on their future. And until you're living it and it's too late to plan for it, you really don't understand the impact of it. It's very much like smoking, I think. It took a long time for people who felt well while they were smoking to stop smoking. They had to be convinced that eventually it would catch up with them. Well, it's the same thing with taxation on qualified plans. Feels so good while you're doing it and you're deferring your taxes. It's hard for you to believe and understand what happened in the event that it catches up to you and the piper must be paid. So we'll talk about that in just a moment.
And I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da 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 da. Da 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 da.
Lately, that the end used to come in 15 seconds before the show was over. Lately, it's coming at all different times, like 7 seconds, 8 seconds. Well, today it came in 7 seconds.
7 seconds left? The music's gone?
Yes.
No.
Yes. Don't, not
17.
Now. No. I always look for...
But Adrian, you talk for more than 7 seconds when the music kept playing. I'm sorry.
It usually says 15 seconds. It used to say...
And that's when I started.
Well, yeah, the last time and this time, it wasn't. So just check it out. That's all. Let's see what happens now. Don't be belligerent. I'm telling
I'm
you
that.
Okay, good. So we're rolling along singing a song here, so it's good. Okay? I'm not. We're doing beautiful. We're doing gorgeous. Come on, let's keep going. Yes.
Think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit, I'm inappropriate for my age, da 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 da.
And hello, hello, hello once again, this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And we're doing something very rare. We do it maybe once or twice a year. And that is allowing me to simply take over this show with a monologue as opposed to an interview with some of my most wonderful guests. I love to do the interviews. But there's something I have to get across quickly and easily so that you can understand it and run with it in your own life. And that is that there is a brand new law. It is the most sweeping retirement change since 2006. On May 23rd, the SECURE Act stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act, passed the House of Representatives. It is going to the Senate. They have their own bill, but it's very, very similar. A couple of different nuances. I'll discuss one of them in a few moments. The Senate bill is called Retirement Enhancement Security Act, or RESA. If you want to read them, go over to congress.gov, S2144, and you can actually read the proposed bills and legislation and the one that passed. So, question is this, what's in it for me? This, in my opinion, as I said in the first segment of our show, is a recognition of the baby boomers' longevity, a recognition that we are living differently as we age, a recognition that we want to work longer and can, but also a recognition that we may have to work longer, that because of the sneak-up longevity, where I am able to speak all over the country about the incredible change in the short period of time on life expectancy and what it means in all aspects of our life, because it came upon us so quickly, we did not prepare for it economically. And we need to do that. I call this making up for lost time or an end run. Now, I have a blog where we cover this and so many issues. Believe it or not, the last blog we just posted was about cannabis. It's not your grandmother's weed anymore was the name of it. And we deal with so many things from hearing loss to loss of income. But this particular legislation is all about your money. We covered in the first part of our show the fact that you're going to have a different kind of statement on your 401Ks, 403Bs, 457s that is going to show you the income stream you might get when you retire. Not just how much money you've made in your account, but how, if you'd convert it to an income stream, how much money would you really be retiring on that you could spend? Now, part of that is impacted by your taxes. So let's discuss that now. There is something called the required minimum distribution. It is a section of the Internal Revenue Code. And what it says today is that once you reach age 70 and a half, you are required and mandated to begin to take a minimum amount from your money that has been tax sheltered all these years, the required minimum distribution. Once you take it out, you must pay taxes on it as ordinary income. So not only are you retired, not only are you paying taxes, but it counts toward your Social Security taxation calculation. So it may put you into a higher Social Security tax situation, and it may also put you into a higher tax bracket. People do not appreciate, they're so busy and excited over getting tax-deferred growth in their 401Ks, etc., they forget that at age 70 and a half, the piper must be paid. Well, the government didn't forget because that's where they get the taxes to pay down our national debt. But they have decided, at least the House has, and I believe the Senate will, that it's more important for people to not have to take the money out and cannibalize their 401Ks so early in life. So what have they done? Something that may seem small, and particularly if you don't understand the impact of the RMD, but it's a step in the right direction. Instead of forcing you and mandating you to take money out and pay a tax at age 70 and a half, the Senate has changed that to 75, and the House Secure Act that already passed the House is 72. Now, I don't know whether it will change from 70 and a half to 72 years old or 70 and a half to 75 years old or 4 or 3. Whatever ends up as the nuance, whatever ends up as the time in which you must distribute money from your IRA, your 401k, as long as it's older in life, it's a good thing. Why? Well, first of all, once again, it's an acknowledgement as a public policy that we're working longer. This could have a great filter into the workforce and the issues of workforce dynamics. It's really an anti-ageist type of thing that is saying we are going to be working longer. We don't have to take the money out so soon. It's important that we don't cannibalize our 401Ks and we allow them to grow. It's also an acknowledgement that we're living longer and we need the money longer and we need it to grow tax-free longer. So just conceptually, it's a good thing. Practically, it's a very good thing because let's pretend that the year is 2008 and you are 70 and a half and the market crashes. Now, you are forced to take a certain amount of money out. There's a formula in the Internal Revenue Code that tells you every year what percentage you have to take from all of your qualified non-taxed plans. And your accountant figures that out. There are calculators online. They will figure it out. Maybe you're smart enough to figure it out, but the point is you got to do it. Well, now it's 2008, and you've lost a lot of money. And you say, you know, I lost money, but I have confidence that if I leave it in there a couple more years, it'll come back. Well, you can't. There's a portion that you must take out, and the loss is permanent. If you didn't have that requirement, you could have let it ride if that was your temperament. And guess what? The bull market showed up, and people did recover. It took them a while, but they recovered and grew. But if the money was already taken out and spent and gone, well, a problem. So even a few years could make a difference, since we don't know about market timing. We cannot, no matter who says they can, predict the financial future. Being in control of your money is best. Now, it doesn't stop you from taking your money out. If you need it to live on, it's great. But if you're still working and you're 70 and a half or 71 or 2 or up to 75 under the Senate bill, you may not want to take that money out. You may not want to have the government force you to do so. And then you pay the tax, pay more Social Security tax, be in a higher tax bracket, lose out any growth that you might have tax deferred. And so there is a compounding feature here. Even if they change it to 72 from 70 and a half, that's going to help boomers. I like the legislation because it comes with another feature to it. Not only don't you have to take the money out, but if you're still working, you don't have to stop saving at age 70 and a half. You see, under the current law, if you were working, even full-time, 70 and a half was a cutoff period by which you could no longer contribute. Not only do you have to take out, but you can't even make a contribution and save for your future.
You
tax deferred. New law changes that. But there's a negative. No free lunch, folks. We'll come back. We'll tell you how taxes are paid.
And I freely admit
to go anywhere.
Appropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me not even a bit, cause I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. Now, let me tell you how to find us. There are so many ways now. We are syndicated on BizTalk Radio, but that doesn't mean we're on every station in the universe. But we have a podcast now. We podcast the same information on GenerationBoldRadio.com. We have a very simple player there. And if you would like, you can put your email address there. Everything is always free of charge. And we will send you information and notification of each show, and you'll be able to listen to it right from your own computer and not miss a trick there. So that is GenerationBoldRadio.com. The other thing that we do is we have disseminators like iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and many others that you may already subscribe to. So look for us, Generation Bold Radio, and you will be able to use your general usual disseminator to listen to us at all times. We have about 25 shows at least up there, and every single week we put on our new show and we keep adding shows from our archives. This is all very important, but many of you also like to read some things that have to do with successful aging, and you will go to my blog, which is published by Bottom Line Personal. It's one of the largest newsletters for on how-to in the country. Simply go to Bottom Line Personal, Adrienne Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G, and you've got that. And best yet, go to our overall website, Adrienne Berg, A-D-R-I-A-N-E-B-E-R-G.com. You'll be able to access the radio show, the blog, my speaking engagements, videos, and understand a lot more about your success as you get older, how you can help the younger generation, and how you can fulfill life purpose. It is a wonderful, wonderful community that we're building here. Right now, part of that community is that we be able to have a successful financial life. And there's a brand new legislation. I'm devoting this entire show to explaining portions of that legislation called the SECURE Act. It stands for Setting Every Community Up for Retirement Enhancement Act. It's bipartisan. I know, you can't believe it, but it is. And May 23rd, it already passed the House of Representatives. It's going to the Senate. The Senate has their own version, which is very similar, called RESA. And that is, again, a Retirement Enhancement Securities Act. So in the first section of our show, if you're tuning in the middle, you should go back through our podcast at GenerationBoldRadio.com, hear the whole show. You will see that your statements are going to look different. They're going to tell you how much income you'll have in retirement if you annuitize. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. And in the second segment of our show, we explain that it will also allow you to contribute money past the age of 70 and a half tax deferred if you're still working, and you won't have to take money out until you're 72 or 75, depending on the Senate or the House of Representatives, which law gets passed. Today, you have to take money out at age 70 and a half and pay the tax, no matter what, and you can no longer make any more contributions. Now, I said at the end of our last segment that the piper must be paid. This means that the government is postponing its taxation of you. That's what this is. The government is saying, look, you guys are growing older, staying older longer, retired longer, working longer, healthier longer, needing more money longer, and we're going to help you out. But when we do that, how do we know it? With the government, how do we help people out? We tax you less, or we wait to tax you. However, we have a galloping national debt. There's a very big issue here. Where's the tax going to come from if 78 million baby boomers have a few extra years to defer taxation? You know, there used to be a joke. Willie Sutton created that joke. They asked him, why do you rob banks? And he said, because that's where the money is. Well, where does the government get its money? So much tax deferred money is locked up in your 401ks and your 403bs. They love to tax that. And that's why there's mandatory distributions at age 70 and a half. Now, what's going to happen? Where are they going to get their taxes now that they would postpone that distribution? Well, the answer is from your heirs. There are people in this country, and there's quite a few of them, particularly the baby boomer, particularly if you still have a pension, that is thinking of not taking all their money out that they have been able to accumulate in their 401ks and other tax-deferred plans. They're planning on leaving it as a legacy, or at least some of it, to their children. And right now, if they did leave it to their children, there would be yet another benefit. And that benefit would be that the children could drag out taking that money. It's called the Stretch Out IRA, and it does allow for continued tax deferral throughout the lifetime of your heirs. Now, that's a long time between drinks for the United States government to wait to tax your income. Two generations. Well, that is also being changed under the new law. No more stretch out. But instead, depending on whether the Senate Act or the House Act passes, there will be more immediate taxation when you pass away owning money in your qualified plans or your tax-deferred plans and leaving it to an heir, not a spouse. Your spouse could still drag it out over their lifetime. But that's going to accelerate the death tax on your qualified plans. Now, what does that mean to you? Well, it depends. If you expected that you would spend every penny of the money you saved, it doesn't mean anything to you because you weren't planning on a legacy to begin with. If your estate is kind of low and you feel that you do want to leave a legacy, maybe it's going to mean that you take the money out earlier, pay the tax, and give it as a gift during the lifetime, during your lifetime, and see how happy it makes your kids. So that's another possibility. Another possibility is you may feel that it diminishes the legacy so much when it comes to a 401k that you'll take some of the money out and buy an insurance policy and leave them money through an insurance policy, a more traditional way of leaving money, and that is tax-free if properly planned. I'm not sure, but what I do know is that it will make a difference in your thinking about legacy. And although I'm not happy that the taxes will be sooner for you and your family, I am happy that it makes you think about it. One of the things on, please go to LinkedIn. We have so much wonderful stuff on social media as well. And please become a connectant with me on LinkedIn. If you do that, you'll be able to see our articles there, which are different from the blog articles. One of them I just put up is called How to Make a Values Will. So I'm hoping that this new emphasis on how you will be taxed in your estate will make people think a little bit more about their estate and create the documents, both the living documents and the testamentary or will documents that they need. And I give you some guidance on Adrian Berg LinkedIn. All right. Now, before we end our segment here, there's one other nuance I want to bring up that for those of you who plan to be entrepreneurs, well, I call you late-life entrepreneurs. I am one of those, or you're already a serial entrepreneur like myself. There is now a new multi-employer plan under the new legislation that allows small employers to get together and have one 401k, a multi-employer plan. That is so interesting to me, particularly because in my work for my blog article, I researched that the amount of people over the age of 55 starting new businesses is double the amount of younger people starting new businesses. And those businesses are usually small. You started them after you finished your work, or maybe you're a consultant, you're in retirement, you went out of retirement to start your own business. You'd love to have a 401k. Maybe it's growing and you've got some employees now, one or two. Maybe your spouse is the employee, who knows. But the fact is, it's too expensive for you to set up your own. But under the new law, you can band together with other folks in your community or your business network, your lunch and learn people, and you can create one 401k called a multi-employer 401k. And you do not have to be related companies. You don't even have to be in the same business or the same sphere of industry. All you have to do is be like-minded folks. And although this was not created specifically for baby boomers, it is for any group, small group, particularly women who are also entrepreneurial, more than men these days, statistically, it affects the retiree who decided to start their own business. Now, there's a lot more. Don't you go away. The Secure Act. Are you secure? Well, we'll figure it out in the next segment.
I'm inappropriate for my age. Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
You know what? I heard the music come on, and it's kind of grooving. The music came in for a few seconds in your room or something?
No.
Oh, who is
it?
Oh, okay. So what did you tell him that I'm doing the radio?
I'm doing the radio show.
Okay.
Yep.
You may think that I'm full of it, but that doesn't bother me, not even a bit, because I am happy, and I freely admit I'm inappropriate for my age. Da, 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 da.
And hello, 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 this is Adrienne Berg, and this is Generation Bold, the Fountain of Truth. And it is a rare show today because I am simply laying out for you some important issues of awareness that you should have as you're reading the news, as you're reading financial columns, financial magazines, about a new law called SECURE. And once again, I am going through one at a time the parts of this act that particularly affect the boomer, senior. However, there are 29 changes in our retirement laws under this new act, which already has passed the Senate. On May 23rd, it is a bipartisan legislation. Very similar legislation is in front of the Senate. I apologize, it passed the House on May 23rd. Now, to read it, you go to congress.gov, S2144, and to listen to this show in its entirety, if you haven't come in from the beginning, you can always go to our website, GenerationBoldRadio.com, GenerationBoldRadio.com, and play it from the beginning. Now, those of you who like to read, and you are more reading learners than auditory learners, we have put all this information in a major article, and check our blog. I just sent it to the editor. It should be there very soon. And that blog is Bottom Line Personal, Adrienne Berg. And last but not least, always, always connect with us on LinkedIn and Twitter and Facebook, and you will see many, many postings and information about this. So let's go back. In the first segment, I explained that your statements will look different. It will not just show you your net worth. It will show you how much income you will have if you annuitized that full amount of money as the years go by, give you a better way of planning. In another segment, I mentioned that you will no longer have to take money out at age 70 and a half from your deferred tax plans. You will be able to wait till age 72, up to age 75, depending on which act gets passed. If you're still working, you will no longer be required to stop making contributions. You can still make contributions in your 401ks and other tax-deferred plans if you're working past the age of 70 and a half. And on the bad side, if you leave money to your heirs, not your spouse, but your heirs, children and so on, of IRAs, 401ks, they will no longer have the full ability to stretch out the distribution throughout their life and continue to defer the tax. There will be a stopping point. It's different in the Senate and in the House, who are not sure when the piper will have to be paid, but it will be much sooner than it is today, so that the government can have some money to pay its national debt. But at the end of our last segment, while the music was playing, I asked a question. And that question was, are you secure? And, of course, was a play on the name of the new act, the SECURE Act. Well, what I meant was, will you have enough money to live the life you love all your life? Frankly, the government doesn't think so. It's looking at how much baby boomers have saved, and it's pretty pathetic. Every year the AARP does some kind of a survey and comes up with some study that says, oh, the total amount of the average baby boomer has saved is $63,000. Sometimes it'll be a little bit more, but whatever it is, it's never enough. So the question becomes, what can you do about it? Well, one of the things you can do about it, if you wish, is annuitize. You take your lump sum of money, you give it to an annuity company, they keep it, and they give you a lifelong promise to pay you a certain amount of money. That's what an annuity is. In the old days, it used to be called a private pension. But that was misleading to most people. They thought of it as a pension. They didn't realize they were giving up their lump sum of money. I don't know why, but they thought they were getting both. But the fact is they weren't. And so a lot of people were disappointed. There were aggressive sales. And annuities got a kind of a bad rap. Because of this, companies, major corporations that offered 401k plans, etc., they didn't want to include annuities in the things that you could invest in. They didn't want to take the responsibility and liability of the annuity company going bad. So that is changing. Under the new law, these major corporations that do offer you, your employers, your boss, or anyone that is offering you a 401k and other related plans like 403bs and so on, they have less of a responsibility to be liable if the annuity company has a problem. However, in picking that company in the first place, they have many stringent requirements. The idea here is to encourage the addition of an annuity as a choice for you. You don't have to choose it. You can still stay in interest-bearing accounts or mutual funds, but if you feel that you're not going to have enough money to live on after you retire, and you're willing to give up some of that lump sum in return for a guaranteed lifetime stream of income, under the new law, it will simply make it easier for your boss, we'll say your employer, to offer that to you. And last but not least, in the last minute and a half I have here, do you want to work, but you really don't want to work the way you used to? Well, that is the answer for most boomers is yes, that's exactly what I want. I would like to work a certain number of hours or a certain number of days every single week, and I'd like a part-time job. Well, right now, if you do have a part-time job and you work less than 500 hours a year, you cannot make a contribution into a 401k. It's not required of any employer to allow you to make that contribution. Well, again, the new law is changing that. Under the new law, if you work 500 hours a year, you can make a contribution. It used to be that full-time was considered 1,000 hours a year for allowing you to make a contribution. Now this has changed. It's all the way down to if you work only 500 hours per year, you're a part-time employee, that means, you can still make a contribution to a 401k. And that's a life changer for a lot of people because they would like to have more money for their future. They are able to contribute their salary or portion of their salary part-time into a 401k. They would like it to grow tax-deferred. They would like to add to their nest egg in retirement, but they could not. And now a part-time worker can. Well, kids, I hope it makes it easier for you to get out there and make it happen.
Didn't sound bad to me.
I cleared my throat, basically.
Oh, I heard you clear your throat. It's not a bad thing. It's okay. But what did Ron say we do?
wrong. You may jump through, I don't care. How much is that? How much?